Good afternoon. A large ridge of high pressure is starting to build into interior New York and New England as expected. The storm system that brought the showers and thunderstorms the last couple of days has now kicked out over the Canadian Maritimes, and this is allowing that ridge to build in both at the surface and in the mid and upper levels of the atmosphere. The result will be very warm temperatures and increasing humidity today, with very hot and humid weather through the weekend and into the early part of next week. With the humidity on the rise, we'll have mostly sunny skies today, and highs will reach the upper 80s to around 90. Despite clear skies tonight, lows will only drop back into the middle and upper 60s as it will remain muggy. Hazy sunshine on Saturday, very hot and very humid with highs in the mid to upper 90s, and with the humidity, it'll feel like it's over 100 degrees at peak heating. Same story on Sunday, perhaps even hotter, upper 90s with the heat index of 105 or better, and even on Monday, mid to upper 90s with the heat index over 100 degrees with hazy sunshine. Just the isolated risk of a thunderstorm across the higher terrain come Monday afternoon, but as a weak disturbance sort of settles through the flow on Tuesday, perhaps one or two more isolated thunderstorms as highs still reach the lower 90s. A trough of low pressure will only graze by the area through the middle of next week, Independence Day, just a scattered thunderstorm possible, otherwise remaining hot into Thursday with highs in the lower 90s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that upper-level ridge across the middle of the country will lead to temperatures that are 10 to 20 degrees above normal for the Midwest today. Widespread heat advisories with some excessive heat watches and warnings are in effect through parts of the Plains, Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, and Tennessee Valley. That heat will continue to spread east over the weekend, and temperatures in the 90s to around 100 could break records in parts of the Ohio Valley points east. Another hot spot is forecast in the interior of California today and tomorrow, with high temperatures over 100 degrees. On the other side of the coin, the upper level trough in the northwest will usher in temperatures that are 10 to 20 degrees below normal, also in the Great Basin and Northern Rockies, and then spread into the northern high plains tomorrow. Meanwhile, hot, dry, and windy weather, as well as pre-existing drought conditions, will create an environment favorable for wildfires in the Four Corners region over the next couple of days. Widespread red flag warnings are in effect. And more rain and thunderstorms are forecast for the north central part of the country today, and a slight risk of severe weather is in effect, centered around Rapid City, South Dakota. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City, sunny and hot, lower 90s, Boston, sunny in the mid-80s, and sunny skies in Buffalo with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60. The record high 96 set in 1944 and in 1933, and the record low 44 in 1981 and in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:20 a.m., sunset this evening 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny with a bit more humidity today and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, more humid today with highs around 90. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, a bit more humidity today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny with a bit more humidity today and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny with a bit more humidity today and highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid, mid-90s. Hazy, hot, and humid on Sunday, middle to upper 90s, with the heat index around 105. Hazy, hot, and humid on Monday, again, mid to upper 90s. More heat and humidity Tuesday, perhaps an isolated thunderstorm, lower to mid-90s. Lower to mid-90s on the 4th of July with a few scattered thunderstorms, and just the outside risk of a thunderstorm Thursday, otherwise hazy, hot, and humid, and highs in the lower 90s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.